Thank you very much, Chair, and let me begin by saying thank you to the Secretariat for having produced the concept note. As obviously every member state in this room is aware, this issue has been a feature of the Global Digital Compact negotiations, which is building on the work of the April session where this was, or maybe March-April session, the last official session of CSTD where this issue was debated and then successfully included in the draft resolution that has yet to go to committee at the General Assembly. So I think first and foremost, we'd like to at least articulate that Canada is fully supportive of the idea of the Digital Governance Working Group. We are looking forward to constructively engaging in the work. And to some of the comments that have already been raised in the room, I think we're hoping for perhaps a little bit more clarity on some of the very basic process-driven aspects of setting this up, noting again that the draft resolution has not been approved by the General Assembly yet. So in fact, how do we take that into account in terms of the flow of setting this up? Equally so, and I think comparable to our colleague from the Philippines, the weighted representation seems to be an issue that we are hopefully also looking to address. Also in that regard, and I think having looked quickly at the CEB 2023 report, that very specifically and intimately explicitly suggests that anything to do with data governance has to be fully multi-stakeholder to be effective. I think the question that I wanted to put was, aside the 20 member states, how do we go about selecting from the other five representative stakeholder groups? Is there consideration from a north-south perspective, which is an issue that we hear often in terms of equal representation, ensuring equal influence to the outcome of the working group? And in that regard, as had put forward by Canada, the question of a second vice chair coming from the 50% that wouldn't have any representation as a result, if there is only one chair and one vice chair named, is there an opportunity to consider a second vice chair that would come from the stakeholders themselves? And I think in that regard, how do we elect the chair and vice chair? Is it after the 40 are elected to the working group? Who selects the working group members? So some very basic questions, hopefully, that the Secretariat can provide some further guidance on. Thank you.